Tuesday evening, Lansing and East Lansing residents learned who their next U.S. Congressman will be. Former Republican State Senator Mike Bishop will become part of a GOP majority Congress in January. He defeated Democratic Ingham County Democrat Eric Schertzing by 13 percentage points. Mike Bishop is on our line this morning. We're pleased you could join us, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Fewer than 8 months ago, you were toiling away at International Bank Card. No one envisioned a new congressman in our district. Now you are that guy. What's this been like?
Well, you're right. I had settled into the private sector and doing quite well here. I've been a part of this business now for a couple of years since I've been out of the legislature and really enjoying the transition. And the opportunity availed itself with Mike Rogers deciding not to run. And I, sometimes in life, you go with your instinct. And in this case, I felt it necessary to get back in and be a part of the solution for the future of our country.
Did you learn anything about the 8th District during your candidacy that you didn't already know?
Oh, boy, did I ever. I'm just amazed at the demographics and how different it is from one corner to the other. Mm-hmm. You go from a very manufacture-based economy to a farming community. You go from one socioeconomic group to another socioeconomic group in the district. It's just one end of the spectrum to the other, and every day you learn more. And I do know that as a part of this job, I am going to have to spend a lot of time in the district getting to know the folks and the businesses there to ensure that I represent them well.
There's a great deal of talk of a likely legislative stalemate next year with the Democratic president and a GOP Congress, a do-nothing Congress, some fear. Are there any policy areas where compromise with the White House and with the Democrats is more likely?
You know, I've been in an environment where there was stalemate with Governor Granholm, and we always had our points of philosophical concern where we dug in deep and made sure that we stood our ground. But there are plenty of other opportunities to work together, and really that's the vast majority of the things that you do is you work on things you can agree on, you get those done, and you stand firm on issues that are important to you. To me, the most important thing right now is the debt and deficit, getting something together that resembles some kind of responsible government in terms of how we budget. I would like to see that done right away, and I'd like to see that delivered to the president as soon as possible. I think that's the most and the biggest concern that we have right now coming out of the gate as a new legislative body. And I know that there's a way to find common ground with the president in that area. It has to get done.
Do you support a balanced budget amendment?
Absolutely. That's the one thing that saved us in Michigan. We can't print money here in Michigan. We can't spend more than we have. It's the principle that all of us use when we balance our budgets at home or at our business, and it's something that the federal government should learn something about.
But
do you feel taking us further in debt?
Do you feel that's an area where the White House would compromise with the GOP majority Congress?
I don't know that the President of the United States would be supportive of a balanced budget amendment. My hunch is that the answer to that question is absolutely no. That said, however, it's important for the legislature to put options on the table that they can work with the President on. And the idea of a balanced budget is not so far out of the realm of reality, but it may take more than 2 years. And if the American people see the importance in it and they see that the obstruction is one person, maybe in 2 years the American people will deliver a different leader to the White House with a different philosophical belief about how to govern.
Our Congressman-elect Mike Bishop is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. President Obama has said he will act without the Congress next year to enact some kind of immigration reform by executive order if necessary. Do you feel you could find any common ground on an immigration reform package coming from the White House?
Boy, I certainly hope so. It frightens me to hear the President of the United States saying, if you don't act, I will. It's so diametrically opposed to the provisions of the Constitution for an executive to say that. And my hope is that this is done the right way, that legislation is brought forward, debated in public, transparent, so that we can all understand it and have the opportunity to vote on something that makes sense and deliver that to the president rather than him doing things by executive order. That it scares me to live in a monarchy like that where our president thinks that he can pass laws. It's just not within his constitutional duty.
Republican Mike Bishop is the newly elected U.S. Congressman representing the 8th District. That includes Lansing and East Lansing, of course. Thanks for joining us. Good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.